This shouldn't be a thing.
And if you ever have a thing you think should not be, not politics related, send it in to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us, along with guest suggestions, something going on in your community that you think needs attention, hate mail, send it in. I'll make sure Calvin sees it.
Absolutely.
That's a joke. We read everything. All right, from NDTV, headline reads with the byline bill by Abina Singh, U.S. man orders drill from Chinese website, receives photo of item instead. Sylvester Franklin, 68, from Georgia, was scammed after he ordered this tool from China-based AliExpress, which is an offshoot of Alibaba. If you've heard anything about Alibaba, there's some hinky things with Alibaba. I wouldn't necessarily use them as a trusted resource for anything. Unfortunately, too late for 68-year-old Sylvester Franklin of Georgia, who ordered this drill from AliExpress and a pressure washer. Got it for $40.
The whole thing?
Yeah, which should have been a clue. He ordered it in November.
Oh, no.
A few weeks later in December, when he got the delivery, Mr. Franklin found the company shipped a printed out picture of the item, folded it up, and put it in the package. Says Mr. Franklin, quote, I paid around $40. All I got was a picture of a drill and a screw. I was very upset. I contacted them for a refund straight away. This is not good. This is real bad. All this is bad. You know what I mean? Absolutely.
Yeah. Couldn't agree with you more, sir.
Unfortunately, so far, Mr. Franklin has been unable to get in touch with the retailer, and he's got no proper communication with a refund. At this point, looking like it's not going to happen. Don't scam nobody. I don't like to get scammed because if you spend your money, you want to get what you paid for. Absolutely. As this went viral, social media users shared similar stories, while others poked fun at Mr. Franklin from ordering from an untrustworthy website. That's not fair.
No, that's not fair.
That's really not. Because we all surf and see something and follow the link and think, ooh, I like that shirt.
Yeah, I mean,
I like this thing.
Also, Alibaba is not, it's not exactly like, it's not riddled with problems. I know people who've ordered from Alibaba.
Oh, do you?
And they've had absolutely fine experiences with it. It's Amazon for the entire world.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was giggling, but I'm not laughing at him. I'm just giggling because it's just like the idea of they like send him a piece of paper.
Well, I get it's just a good reminder for all of us just to be careful and maybe think twice. And if you can get the same thing from a local retailer, even if you have to pay a little more for it, it might be a better way to go. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.